Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're doing something a little different. You shared some information about dietary supplements for weight loss, specifically some NIH material, and a few reviews for a product called Live Pure. So our mission today is to kind of dive into this stuff and see what stands out, both about these supplements generally and, you know, what people are saying about Live Pure. Now, before we really unpack this, I have to tell you, I recently tried Live Pure myself, and honestly, I've been really impressed. I've noticed, a real boost in my energy levels, and I just feel better overall. And guess what? For you, our listener, we've actually got a special discounted pricing link right there in the description, so be sure to check that out. Okay, so let's start with the big picture. That NIH fact sheet. It tells us a huge number of adults in the US are trying to lose weight, and many turn to dietary supplements hoping for maybe an easier path. Alongside diet and lifestyle changes, of course, they spend billions on these products every year.
Billions. Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? And what's striking is just the sheer variety of ingredients these supplements can contain. You know, botanicals, caffeine, minerals, all sorts of things. The fact sheet also points out a key challenge, though. Often, we don't actually have a lot of robust scientific evidence on whether they really work. And some of you have been linked to potential harm, which is concerning.
That's a really important point. And the FDA doesn't review these supplements before they hit the market, not like they do with medications. The manufacturers are the ones responsible for safety and, you know, truthful labeling.
Exactly. Which can feel a bit like the Wild West sometimes. And as the NIH highlights, it's just crucial for anyone thinking about these supplements to talk to their healthcare provider first.
Yeah.
Especially if they have any existing health conditions or are taking medications. But it's surprising, isn't it? Less than a third of people who use weight loss supplements actually do this.
Wow, less than a third. Okay. So let's zoom in then on Live Pure.
Yeah.
We've got some customer reviews here, including some from Reddit, right? And the general idea behind Live Pure seems to be supporting liver function, detoxifying, and then aiding in weight loss using natural ingredients like silymarin and berberine.
Right. And what's interesting from a scientific perspective is to look at those individual ingredients. What's the actual evidence behind them for weight loss? There's a review you shared from Flawless Bloom that actually breaks down Live Pure's two main blends, the liver purification complex and the liver fat burning complex.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really interesting for me, you know, having tried it. Flawless Bloom notes that while ingredients like milk thistle, that's silymarin, are pretty well regarded for liver support, there's not much solid evidence they directly burn fat or speed up metabolism significantly. And same goes for things like molybdenum and glutathione. In that purification complex, they seem more about detox pathways.
That lines it pretty well with the broader scientific understanding, yeah. Liver health is certainly important, no question. But the direct link to, say, significant weight loss for those specific ingredients, it's weak, or at least not well established in large studies.
Okay, but then we look at the other complex, the liver fat burning complex. That includes green tea extract. And the NIH fact sheet does mention that green tea, well, it might have a modest effect on body weight, possibly by increasing energy expenditure, maybe fat oxidation, that kind of thing. Some studies even suggest that green tea catechins combined with caffeine could lead to a small reduction in weight and waist circumference.
Yes, I'd agree. The evidence for green tea is probably the strongest among the ingredients highlighted for weight loss in Live Pure, at least according to that Flawless Bloom review. Mm-hmm. However, even with green tea, the NIH is careful to point out, if it is effective, the effect is likely small. Probably not what you'd call clinically relevant on its own, you know?
Right, small effect. Right. Okay. But now, the real-world experiences seem a bit more positive for some people. We have this Reddit user, NoHome4393. They said their energy levels just skyrocketed, felt more vibrant after using Live Pure for a few weeks. And they also noted improved digestion, which is interesting. And another user, Mike T, mentioned losing around 8 pounds over 2 months, said they didn't make major diet or exercise changes.
Mm-hmm. And it's always important to remember individual experiences can vary so greatly. Factors like your baseline diet, your exercise routine, your overall health, they all play a significant role.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can't discount the placebo effect with supplements. Believing something will work can sometimes lead to perceived benefits.
That makes sense. The Flawless Bloom review also mentions some potential downsides, some things to consider. They point out that effectiveness can differ a lot person to person, and there might be mild digestive discomfort for some people. They also highlight that Live Pure might be pricier than some alternatives and that reviews overall are kind of mixed. Some people just didn't see noticeable results.
Yeah, that review actually specifically mentioned a negative one from a verified purchaser, someone who saw the marketing, bought it, and just didn't find it effective at all. And they also raised some concerns about the brand's reputation on platforms like the BBB and Trustpilot. Apparently, our high percentage of ratings there are negative.
Huh. Okay, so that's important context too, it sounds like. Well, while some people, like me included, have had positive experiences with Live Pure, especially with energy, the scientific evidence for significant weight loss from all its ingredients is maybe somewhat limited. And clearly, other users haven't seen the same benefits. It's definitely not a miracle pill. One of the Reddit users wisely pointed that out.
No, definitely not.
So, thinking about weight loss supplements in general again, that NIH fact sheet has some advice that really resonates. Seems like solid ground. They basically say the best way to lose weight and keep it off is, well, the sensible approach, right?
Yeah.
A healthy eating plan, reduced calories, regular physical activity, ideally with guidance from a healthcare provider.
That's exactly it.
And supplements, if you use them at all, should really be considered alongside those core strategies, not instead of them.
That's the crucial takeaway, I think. Lifestyle changes are the foundation. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Supplements might offer very modest support for some individuals in some specific ways, perhaps, but they are absolutely not a substitute for healthy habits.
Right. Foundation first. And speaking of potential support, just a reminder, if you are curious about trying Live Pure for yourself like I did, remember that special discounted pricing link is waiting for you in the description. Check it out. Okay, so let's try and unpack what this all means for you, our listener. It really seems like the world of weight loss supplements is, well, it's complex, isn't it? While products like Live Pure might have some ingredients with potential benefits, maybe for liver health, maybe slightly for metabolism with things like green tea, and some users, like me, report positive experiences, especially energy-wise, the hard scientific evidence for big weight loss results isn't always super strong across the board, and individual results can clearly vary a lot.
They really can.
So it seems vital to be informed, to manage expectations, and really to prioritize those fundamental healthy lifestyle changes.
Absolutely. And this deep dive, it kind of raises an important question for you listening right now. What does being well-informed truly mean when it comes to your own health and wellness choices? I think it involves looking at the science, sure, but also considering different perspectives, reading reviews, positive and negative, and fundamentally understanding that what works wonders for one person might simply not work for another. There's no single answer.
Exactly. Well said. So as you consider your own journey, remember to approach information with a critical eye. Definitely talk to your healthcare provider, especially before starting anything new, and focus on building those sustainable, healthy habits that last. Thanks for diving deep with us today.